I'm Margaret Miller.
And I'm Ron Miller.
We moved from Glasgow, Scotland to Toronto, Canada.
We moved to here when we got married, 6 months after we were married, and landed here on April 14th, 1969.
I was the same age as what my granddaughter is now,
21.
Driving down Eglinton Avenue, and you had all these lights, neon lights, and it just looked absolutely humongous. And when we arrived, it was hot. 75 degrees, and he'd on a wool suit, and I had on a wool suit, and shirt and tie, and the whole bit, and it was we were dying.
Going through the immigration when we landed here, at that time they ask you, how much money you've got you're coming to Canada with. We had the equivalent of $350. It was a lot of money then, and they basically were putting us down almost as destitute. And they gave us the address of this hotel downtown Toronto because we didn't have any family or anything here. And it's gone now, but it was a Ford hotel, which was near the bus station, the old Bay Street bus station, I think it's still there. And little did we know when we got there that there was a hotel where guys used to pick up women, the prostitutes, and take them there as well. So we were in the elevator going up, and those guys in the elevator looking at me and looking at Margaret.
Our suitcases.
And we were suitcase, and they're looking at us as if to say,
I guess we fitted in the sense that a lot of the friends we had came from Britain, whether they were English or Scottish or Irish or whatever. But Canadians, not so much.
So they used to say, as they say, you're over here just for a few years to take the money,
take
you're going to go back. That's exactly what they said. You're going to go back to Scotland and stuff like that. And we were stunned.
And some of the people I worked with, especially in the Bank of Nova Scotia, they weren't very nice.
I went to the employment office to sign on right as soon as I got here. And they would say to me, do you have any Canadian experience? And I go, what do you mean Canadian experience? Well, have you any? How much Canadian experience have you got? I said, well, I've been working for 2 months or, a month in this machine shop. No, we're looking for people that's got at least a year or 2 years Canadian experience. That's everywhere I went. IBM, General Electric, all the big jobs, the big employers in Scarborough who hired people like me. And that was the thing. It was, do you have Canadian experience? You can't say, well, why are you not hiring me? I've got all this experience, and I had engineering degrees as well, right? So it's just a way of being nicely saying, well, you're not getting the job. And instead of saying, well, why? It's just you don't have a Canadian experience.
That, of course, becomes a major, major issue in terms of why people might encounter economic disappointment. It certainly goes against that branding of, Canada as a welcoming country to the world through immigration. I'm Meyer Simiatiki. I'm a professor in the Department of Politics and Public Administration. I am the past founding director of Ryerson's graduate program, MA program in Immigration and Settlement Studies. One of my areas of teaching and research interest is migration. So we're trying to explain why does a 1 in 7 minority not find this a happy landing pad? And I think in addition to the economic conditions, which I think are the major factor, I think another one that plays in is, can they cope with a change in their own social status and place in a society? I think it's a subjective response to lived experience. I would put in a second category, this is a terrible thing for anyone to be subjected to, a significant self-perceived decline in their place in the social hierarchy or positioning of where they are in their society. So a lot of it then comes down to if you're going to be confronted with that, can you handle that?
I went to a job site. It was north of Frankfurt, north of Trent, and there was a non-union job getting done somewhere. So I get out of the car and I walks up, this guy's standing, and I say, excuse me, I says, who's doing the mechanical part of this job here on this gate? And the guy turns around and says, what's it to you? I says, I'm the union rep. I says, we represent the contractors that do this work. I'm very interested in who's doing it. Well, then it started. You tell me that some foreign-born cocksucker is going to come in my job site and tell me who's going to be installing work on my job.
you've got a fucking problem, he says. I went, fucking fire away then, let's do it. This is 1990, I'd say four or five, right? So 25 years ago, and I was still that foreign-born cocksucker. And I don't look Asian, I don't look brown. Till I opened my mouth, he didn't know what I was, right? And just because I opened my mouth and I said that, I was a foreign-born cocksucker. I would say a lot of the attitudes changed later on, maybe later in the 70s. But then there was a different kind of, almost if you want to call it, a different kind of racism. Because now they weren't worried about us. They were worried about immigrants that were coming from other places that they didn't particularly like. And then their attitude changes. You know, you're okay. We were the same people that came here in 1969.